We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Tuesday, February 17th, 2026. Starting off, Lieutenant Governor and U.S. Senate candidate Juliana Stratton stopped by downtown Champaign for a campaign meet-and-greet Sunday. She was introduced by Champaign Mayor Deborah Feenan and Urbana Mayor Deshaun Williams, both proudly offering their endorsement to Stratton. For the past few months, Stratton has been hard at work on the campaign trail, connecting with voters over what she is calling her Give the People What They Want platform.
Guess how I found out what the people want? By listening to the people. And that is at the core of how I will always lead. And what the people told me is they want higher wages. They want access to a doctor when they need one. They want to get corporate PAC money out of politics. And they want to make sure that they get a tax break. And it's paid for by taxing an increase on the most wealthy among us.
The lieutenant governor is upfront with her intentions to be a bold and ambitious thinker, as a partner, not a roadblock, to the citizens of Illinois.
And when I go around our state and ask people, what are you looking for? What kind of issue matters to you? Or what are you looking for in your next senator? I can tell you that they don't always mention a policy. What they say to me more than anything else is I'm looking for someone who will go to the mat fighting for me, and I came here tonight to tell you I am that fighter.
Stratton also emphasizes her steadfast resolve to stand up against the Trump administration's attack on our neighbors, our rights, and our democracy. With the Illinois general primary election quickly approaching on March 17th, Stratton, while still behind frontrunner Congressman Krishnamurti, is gaining momentum and closing the gap in the polls. Up next, Illinois Modern Ensemble, a group dedicated to contemporary and experimental music, will play at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, the ensemble led by professors in FAA Stephen Taylor and Carlos Carrillo rehearsed in Smith Memorial Hall. They started with a new piece from Thai composer Kawin Timsitichok called Lifestream. Maxwell Schultz, a graduate student studying cello performance, played on that piece.
The most exciting thing for me, and one of the reasons I love contemporary music so much and premiering new pieces, is that like this is the birth of someone's piece, and you get to, you know, make a special experience for the audience and really let them hear something they've never heard before.
The program will last a little over an hour and feature an improvisational composition, plus a debut of the first act of the opera, Trusted, composed by Aaron Israel Levin. Trusted is scheduled for a world premiere at Chicago Opera Theater May 30th. Now in sports, after a handy 20-point win against Indiana, fifth-ranked Illinois men's basketball is set to take on Southern California in Los Angeles Wednesday night. Illinois secured the 71-51 victory to a sold-out crowd at the State Farm Center. Freshman forward David Mirkovich led the charge with 25 points, making a career high against a Big Ten team. Alongside Mirkovich, freshman guard Keaton Wagler scored 18 points, which marked his 18th consecutive game scoring in double digits. Senior starter Kylan Boswell returned after a 7-game absence to heal a broken right hand. Boswell scored 9 points and pulled 4 rebounds. Indiana opened the game with a 15-14 lead. However, after a 10-0 run from Illinois, the team managed to take the lead, which it would not relinquish for the rest of the game. Southern California is hot off a 82-89 loss against Ohio State, ending a 3-game win streak. Tip-off against the USC Trojans is set for 9 p.m. on Big Ten Network. Fourscore and several hours ago, the late and great President Abraham Lincoln stopped by for a meet-and-greet at the Museum of Grand Prairie in Maumont. The museum hosted the president from 2 to 3:30 p.m. yesterday afternoon to parents and children alike. He lamented the audience with tales of both his childhood, career, and time in office. Since his time in office, Honest Abe has been touring the country, attending meetups such as this one.
It's quite rewarding. Children ask important, useful questions because they're curious, and they'll ask questions that grown-ups won't ask.
Like, where do your laundry?
Yes. I had a little girl ask me one time if I use shampoo or soap when I wash my beard. Because if you think about that, that's a logical question, because you use shampoo on your hair and you use soap on your skin, but your beard is down here on your face. So, you know, she's a girl. Besides, she didn't know anything about these things. So that's a sort of question that shows that a young mind is at work.
Many were shocked to learn that Lincoln's early career required him to frequent Urbana, Illinois, as an attorney in the district court. The meet and greet ended up being a sort of homecoming for the president. He had this message to the local university students.
Education is not something that other people do to you. It's something you do to yourself. Mm-hmm. If you want to read, you can learn, you can study, you can get your education anywhere. You need to go out there and get it. It's there for you if you want.
Lastly, to facilitate construction at 309 South 1st Street, the following road closures have been extended. The northbound lane of Lacoste Street from Willow Street to Marshall Street. The eastbound lane of Willow Street from Lacoste Street to 1st Street, and the westbound lane of Marshall Street from Lacoste Street to 1st Street. The closures began in December and will now reopen Tuesday, March 31st, weather permitting. Access remains available to all local properties affected by the closures. The city encourages caution when traveling near work zones. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Katie Wilhite, Mac Jones, Grace Avila, Wilson Nichols, and Gavin Westlake. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.